We're back again. It's me, Kenyo.
Me, Danielle.
And we're here to talk about vision boards.
Welcome to hashtag goals.
This is Hashtag Goals, the podcast. This is Kenyo. Danielle's
here. Wait, what's Hashtag Goals?
Hashtag Goals for Millennials podcast. Millennials, they want to do a bunch of stuff, and we're just like
making podcast. We're helping them.
We're helping them by making a podcast.
So it's a fire-ass podcast.
Exactly.
Yes, today is Hashtag Vision Boards.
It's going to be cool. I think they're very interesting. I was just outside where we are right now, our awesome podcast
studio.
Yeah. And I was thinking about vision boards because, you know, like, I'm also Christian. And I was like, where does this kind of thing fit in? And I was just like, and to me, they're almost like prayer boards. But I still call them vision boards because I'm like, not everyone thinks, I don't know. There's no such thing as prayer boards. So I'd be inventing something either way. And
there might be a prayer board. I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe some religions. But yeah.
Do you pray when you make vision boards? You're the vision board expert. I don't have a lot of experience in vision
boards. Kenya thinks I'm a witch because my vision boards...
I don't think she's a witch. I think she has magical powers.
She thinks I have some type of vision board powers. Because when I make my vision boards, I get in the zone. Like, I have been in the zone. And, like, I will talk on this episode about some things I manifested.
Manifested, yeah.
Manifested.
What was manifested?
I'm sorry. Like, you know, I got a new bar in my apartment, so, you know, sometimes I might say something. But, you know.
Manifesting would be if you, like, made a meme and then, like.
Oh, leave me alone, Kenyo. Anyway, so I'm kind of, like, yeah, like, meta communication.
Yeah.
When I was in college, like, when they talked about that, I was like, what, meta communication? Like, I thought it was, like, such a weird topic. But anyways.
Yeah.
I'm
actually super interested in that. We are digressing, though.
Yeah, digressing. Metacommunication is just so weird. It's like, it's talk about talk,
yeah.
Basically. And I'm a comm major, if y'all know that. I already graduated, but, like, it's talk about talk. Metacommunication, those words, talk about talk. Anyways, so I am the vision board kind of, like, I guess, expert between the two of us because I've made several vision boards and I've manifested... some of the major things that I needed off the vision boards. So Kenyo thinks I'm a witch.
I'm just a bystander on this episode. I have zero vision board experience except for in preparation for this episode. Today we went over to I get kind of quiet sometimes. I went over to we went over to Half Price Books.
Yeah, we went to Half Price Books, and that's a really cool like tip for y'all, like just to help y'all because like I told y'all like I'm here to help y'all. Half Price Books has magazines on sale for $1. So when you're looking for images and things for your vision board, it's so good to go to 99 cents store. Half Price Books because they have $1 magazines. And so you can just like kind of like scroll through them and like take images.
No, we went to the 99 cent store too.
We did.
We should have looked for like books there. We could have probably.
I don't think they had books there, but.
Oh.
We went to Half Price Books to get the magazines. They're $1. Like, every magazine's $1, so you're good there. And then you go to the 99 cent store and you get a poster board for $1.
Yeah.
No, 50 cents, actually.
Yeah, it was 50 cents.
You get a glue stick.
Three glue sticks for $1. We got all the kits and the supplies, and we have the stack of magazines here. The first one is open. It's a Cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to make... Are we going to show them a picture of the vision board?
Yeah, when it's done, we will patch... we'll patch it. Yeah. We'll paste it.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah. On our hashtag goals, XO, Instagram. So you can see our vision board.
We do some of the... if you check out our Instagram, we show, like, different stuff that we're going for. And I call those... Because I basically do all the posts on the Instagram. I ask Danielle...
Okay, so let me just take all the credit.
I post them, but Danielle suggests them. I make sure I ask her what she wants, except for the ones that are just like hashtag goals images, which are images that I make.
No, Kenya does a lot of like work.
No, you pick the post. That's why I make you pick the post.
You're the 80. I'm earlier the 20. Today, he's the 80. I'm the 20. Okay.
Like for instance, our next podcast is going to be
collaboration
goals,
mm-hmm.
And so the post we did on Instagram today was
for me and Issa Rae.
Yeah, for Danielle's.
I'm a big fan of Issa Rae.
She likes making movies type stuff.
Yeah, I have a lot of like stuff coming up, and I really appreciate Issa Rae, and I feel like I would love to work with her. So like next episode is hashtag collaboration goals. But yeah, today we got stuff for a vision board, just because my last vision board was so successful and Kenyo thought it was witchy and weird and magical.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was just like my intent was just like so strong, and I think that people who understand like metaphysics, I feel like I'm fucking up words today. I'm sorry, guys. Metaphysical beings. Law of attraction. They understand that, right? So, basically, like, when I made my last vision board, I was very, like, in tune with that vibration. I wanted, like, love and, you know, I wanted that thing. And I manifested it. And, like, before, like, there's been so many things before that I've manifested. And I've told Kenyo some weird stuff.
She's on point, guys. Like, even, like, she had some money on there, and then you got the dollar amount that she
put on. I got the exact dollar amount.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So, anyway, I was like, all right, let's check out this vision board thing. Had a full conversation with Jesus about it. he didn't give me any strong stayaways. And I think it's really cool. When we were buying the magazines and stuff like that, I was like, you know what? It's really interesting about this is I think sometimes when you have a goal in mind, you can focus on the wrong goal. Money's like an area where that's super true, because so many times we ask for money, and what we're really trying to heal is a collection of insecurities that may or may not be solved with the money. Like, the surface level, I mean, some of them will actually be solved with money. Anyone who says money doesn't solve problems is a liar.
People think that money solves all the problems. The thing is, like, when you come to, like, manifestation, like, when you come over, like, it's almost like how people view hipsters. They view, like, people who believe in law of attraction and, like, manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when you're manifesting something, you're not doing it just like, I want money. It's mm-hmm. too general, right?
Yeah.
It's just way too general. So she's like, I want money for my rent. I want money for, like, I want to attract a fiance or a soulmate. I want to attract, you know, a sponsorship or this or that. Like, you have to be specific, right?
Yeah.
So I think that people don't really get that when it comes to, like, manifestation. They think it's just, like, a very general thing. It has to be kind of more specific, because your energy is going into that. And it's like, whatever you're putting out, your thoughts become things, and people don't realize that. So it's just like, when you're doing the vision board, even those thoughts while you're taping, you're pacing stuff, those thoughts are going out, and they're planting seeds.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, like, I think, you know, because people don't think about it a lot, and if you just hear about vision boards, I think they can sound, I mean, to me, most like, hipstery vision board type things, I do scoff at.
But when you saw mine, you were just like, this is crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do, just because, like, I just don't care. I'm just being mean or whatever. But, sorry, I had to clear some gas. That's not attractive to say
don't
on a podcast.
Don't say that ever.
Okay, but what I realize is, in a lot of ways, it's just like a kind of, like, we take for granted the fact that, you know, like, when we're younger, we get to do so many cool activities and, like, games and stuff like that. And these things engage us. We're not carpenters yet. We're not doctors yet at those times. We're not anything yet. We're kids. But, like, when we get to engage ourselves in thinking about and playing around with these different things, projects with poster boards and stuff like that, that's where we get some of our earlier skills, because we get to choose. Think about when you're in, like, third grade and you pick, like, oh, I have to do a report. I'm going to do my report on dinosaurs. And then I don't know who would do a report on dinosaurs. But then you become a dinosaurologist. I don't know what those guys are called
dinosaurologist? Nick, I've never watched Friends. Who's Ross on Friends? Ross,
is he? Paleontologist?
Yeah, or wait, no. Somebody's going to come for our blood.
Yeah, we got to Google that. I'm just saying that it's a lot like that. I think that we don't have enough room for stuff like that when we become adults. And we get so caught up in, if you're always only thinking about, and I'm super big on this, if you're always only thinking about work all the time, how are you going to find a way out of that, you know? So I think by creating this time and this intentional thing, you're going to a store, you're looking through magazines the entire time, you're with your scissors, you're with your glue, you're with your poster board, this whole time you're thinking about the things that you want, and that gets clarified over, like, the course of it, because you're like, oh, I said I wanted money, but wait a second, what is it that I'm really trying to do? I want to get money in this kind of way. And then you start thinking out these paths, and that creates an ability for when the energy starts flowing, for the energy to flow down these channels that you've opened up. I'm just saying there's nothing crazy
You're
about it.
So
it's
hyped.
Simple storytelling for yourself.
You're getting so hyped.
Yeah. I'm getting super hyped.
Yeah.
You're gonna see, I have this hype.
He's getting hyped.
I'm actually, because I'm a poet.
He's getting hyped because, you know why? Because he's doing a vision board with me. So
yeah.
He knows that my visions are going to come to pass.
Yeah.
But Ross was a paleontologist, so I think we're right.
Yeah.
The study of dinosaurs.
I was right. I said paleontologist.
Okay. I didn't say anything.
That's true. You said you think so, actually. So we're
okay.
Both right.
So anyways. Okay, Kenya.
Okay.
Anyways, so, yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm being rude today.
No, but like, no, we want to talk about vision boards just because I've had so many cool experiences, and I think Kenya wanted to like have me talk about some of them because like hashtag goals is about like going for what you want, right? Like our whole like brand or our whole thing we're doing is about going for what you want, like being the best person you can be. And if you want to operate that arena of like manifesting using vision boards, and we like the thing is you can be a Christian, you can be Buddhist, you can be whatever and still use these principles, because guess what, if you do some research, all these principles are in every like religion or spirituality. Like they are there, and like I mean we can debate that all day. Like y'all can call on me, like they're in every like type of religion, unless you're just like in like what's that guy who died, Manson.
Yeah. Well, some people have.
unless
I mean,
you're in
a
cult.
Lot of religions out
unless
there,
you're, unless
the
you're
main
in
a, ones.
Yeah, the main
that.
Ones. Unless you're like in like some weird cult where you can't
yeah.
do anything, but like you know, it's the same principles, but just they're just put in different ways, right? Just like cooking a different dish in a different way, right? So, should I share a story from a vision board?
Go ahead. Let's get some stories from the vision board expert.
All right. So, what should I? Chris Brown's story? Okay.
Oh, okay.
There's two stories.
I don't even remember this one exactly.
There's
so.
Two stories that were really like that stand out to me, right? So I'm a graduate of Texas State University, which is
Daniel's engaged to Chris Brown, if you guys didn't know. So.
Basically, right? So you know, like shut up. I'm gonna say I'm gonna make a really bad joke. Anyway, so basically, like, so I used to be really into Chris Brown, right? I'm a graduate of Texas State University. I'm a comm major. Theater minor, but Texas State.
She's not engaged to Chris Brown, just in case anyone was confused.
Shut up. So basically, don't mess with my blessings, okay? My new vision board is Chris Brown. No, like, I'm a graduate of Texas State University, comm major, theater minor, and I was there. I went to college kind of early. Like, I was like 16 or 17. Like, I was there pretty young. And one of like the main things that I was like obsessed with was like just like I don't know, it was just like I don't know, I just wanted to be at a college where I felt like really engaged and like accepted. And when I went to Texas State, no disrespect to that school, which I guess I could mention their name, it doesn't matter, when I got there they were maybe like 5 or 6% Black, which is not a problem, I have no issue with that. But when a college is like, when there's a culture that's very like tight knit, they know everything about each other. So say that the whole like it was like 5% Chinese, right? Those Chinese people will know everything about each other. Or they're Indian, you know, they're Mexican, right? And so like I really fell into that. Like I was like on the board of a lot of committees, I was in a lot of clubs, I was, you know, in a lot of things. And like things just started to get to me because, like, you know, everybody knows your business because, like, there's, like, only one Danielle on campus that's Black, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I went home because I'm from Dallas. I went home and I made a vision board. I wanted to transfer to UNT, which is University of North Texas in Denton, Texas, like, which is Dallas area. And so I made a vision board about that I wanted to get accepted there after my sophomore year. Which actually worked. Like, I had acceptance letter, everything on my vision board, and like within a couple of weeks, I got the acceptance letter. So I transferred there. And then,
woo!
Yeah, so that happened really quickly. But it's so crazy. I ended up transferring back to Texas State. So it's just like, you have to be careful what you put on your vision board, because when you're in tit and so strong, the universe or God or whoever you believe in is going to align with you. And if you're on that right vibration, you'll get that thing. Like, things are not obtainable to y'all, which I want y'all to understand that. And I'm talking to myself as well, like, things are not obtainable. Like, I've gotten things not just from vision boards, just from believing it and operating on operating on the right frequency and, like, really believing in yourself and believing in, like, the power of, like, God or the universe or whatever. So I transfer there. That's a whole story for another episode. But also, I had a vision board before that with Chris Brown. I used to be obsessed with Chris Brown. Like, obsessed, right? Not, like, I guess obsessed, right? I mean, it was a kid, right? And so I put him on my vision board. I was like, I'm going to meet Chris Brown. And, like, I had no doubt in my mind. And then my godmom was just, like, when I graduated from high school, she got me tickets to the concert. And I remember, like, she got me meet and greet passes. And so, like, I was like, oh, this is so perfect. Like, my vision board is coming, like, you know, to pass. Like, this is so great. So the girls there were so freaking thirsty and crazy that they shut down the meet and greet because, you know, they were doing the most, crying, falling out, like, trying to bomb rush him. And so, basically, my godmom is, she's down. Like, she's like, I had some people in my life who were just, like, down. So after the concert, this is making me sound so crazy, but I'm not like this anymore. So she followed. So we waited outside because we knew this venue because, like, we live in this area, right? We waited till after the concert. She followed Chris Brown's car and we went to the hotel he was in downtown Dallas, right? Once we got there, we met up with his dancers and we talked to them a little bit, right? And they're like, okay, he's at the top floor. So we went to the top floor. There's only two rooms at the presidential suites, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was with me and a friend who was a lot younger than me. No, two of the younger. No, she was like, I was like 16. Maybe she was like 14 or 15. She might be 14, right? And so I was like, here, you hide behind this plant. This sounds so crazy. I was like, it was an actual plant. I was like,
you guys you laid in wait. I sound like such an old man, but you guys ambushed Chris Brown.
Basically, so like, I go to the top floor and I'm like, hide behind this plant. Like, let me do some investigative research because I'm older than you. Like, I don't want you to get in trouble. And so, like, basically, as I'm like up there looking around, like, he has been running to these rooms. He comes out with his bodyguard. And so I just act like, okay, I'm in the other room. And so, like, she comes from behind the plant and I'm like, we're like, okay, we're going down. He's like, oh, I am too. So we get in the elevator with him.
Wow.
And we had just went to the concert with them. And so in the elevator, I was just letting him know. I was like, you know, downstairs, there's a lot of girls that are just, like, waiting for you. And this is the most embarrassing moment that's probably happened in a long time, like, past, in the past. So I had, like, a Razor flip phone. And I low-key tried to get a picture of him in the elevator. His security guard fucking smashed my Razor down so hard. I was like, nigga, you will pay for this if you break it. But, like, it was so funny. Like, we rode in the elevator with him, which is, like, so crazy. Like, just being in the elevator, Chris Brown is just, like, talking. Like, hey, there's a lot of people down there. Like, so you might want to chill. And so.
What was Chris Brown like?
At that time, he was younger.
Did he seem like he was on drugs?
No, not at all. He just seemed like he was just, like, a young, like, kind
of,
like...
I don't think he takes drugs. It doesn't seem like he does a lot.
I don't think he does. I think he just seemed like a young, kind of, like, cocky, like, guy who knows he's on top of the world, which he was at that time. This is before Rihanna and everything like that. So, he was, like... Chris Brown was in line to be, like, Michael Jackson, basically. Like, he had that... You know, it was just, like, his controversies, but, he just seemed like a young, cocky, light-skinned guy that you meet anywhere else. But, I mean, he was nice.
He wanted to be Michael Jackson. I'm not hating.
Not Michael Jackson, but, like, that type of person for our generation. Not Mike Jack. Like, you can't be Michael Jackson, but, like, that type of, like, influence on our system. Like,
not hating, by the way. I have no hate for a successful, young, attractive,
for millennials, right?
Yeah.
In line to be that type of person. Yeah. He wasn't, like, mean or nothing. Like, he talked on the elevator, everything like that. It was just his security. It was tripping. But it was so funny because when we got down to the bottom floor and he saw the girls in the lobby, he went right back up. Like, he was going to get food.
Yeah.
And he was just like, all right, I'll see you later. And I was like, all right, bye. Like, he didn't want to, like, deal with it. Because I'm not, you think about it, you do a concert, like, you're doing all this shit. Like, you're a fucking dancer, like, fucking grinding, doing backflips, all that shit Chris Brown does. You don't really want to be, like, bombarded with fans like at 12 in the morning. So I understood that, but it was just so funny because he was on my vision board and I was like so adamant. I was like, I'll meet him, and it, like, it happened. So, and like, even with Drake too, like, me and never mind Never mind, I'm gonna say about Drake.
No, we have to hear the Drake story now.
No, I'm not gonna tell the Drake story.
It already started. What do you guys, let me hear you guys say, you wanna hear the Drake story? Everyone's saying, just joking.
Can you make fun of me because I have celebrity stories, but.
Yeah, she has a lot. And when I first met her, she was dropping celebrity stories. I was like, okay. This is gonna
he be thought a, I was just I name think. Dropping. I was just like, I'm just telling you this because now I'm that person who just like everybody is a person. So like now everybody, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or not. Like you're a person to me. Like I'm not gonna treat you no different. When I was a kid, 17, 16 years old, like yeah, I used to be like, oh my gosh, like Drake is across the street. But like now I'm just like, what's up, Aubrey? You hit a kid for half your career. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like no diss to Aubrey, but you know what I'm saying? Like now it's just Aubrey. But,
Vision board stories. Are we getting the Drake story? We have to get the Drake story. We'll save it for another time.
We'll save the Drake story for another time.
What happens in the Drake story?
Me and Drake meet each other for the...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're saving it. Now we're definitely saving it. I feel like this is super messed up to, like, drop that and then...
I hate to say it, but, like, it's a big story that it just takes forever. It would... deter from like vision board story.
Okay,
but,
that's true. It's not a vision board story.
No, it's not. And it wasn't a big meet and greet. It was like more so like me like spending time with some of his OVO people and then like, you know, seeing him. But like I will tell that story, I promise. Make sure y'all listen. Comment and subscribe, whatever you do, and I will tell my Drake story.
Very cool. So, yeah, this is the vision board. I mean, that's, like, most of the actual episode. I think the only other thing is I would love to see your guys' vision boards.
No. Like, it'd be so, Kenya so needs cool to talk guys, about... No. What's up? No.
What's up?
You need to talk about what you want to put on your vision board.
Oh, okay. So, what I'm going to put on my vision board... Actually, see, the thing about me is because the way my energy is aligned with God, my own blessings are inevitable. So, the vision board for me is more of just, like... a fun practice because I can't not be blessed. I'm just blessed all the time. So, but I'll put some stuff on there that I already know is going to happen. Like, some money stuff. I want to do like some really big shows, which is a lot about getting myself to a level where I feel like I can deliver certain things to large groups of people. Too. Yeah. I have some art stuff, some stuff related with the art. I want to do a lot of, this is, like, super boring. I sound like an old man, but I plot like a 90-year-old. Because I literally have, like, my entire life thought I was, like, 80 or 90 years old. I'm like, I'm going to go get some tea, sit in my room. That was my big thing when I was, like, in fifth grade. I moved the coffee maker to my room, and I started gathering an assortment of tea. And it was all in my closet. Like,
I need a coffee as mom. Kenya was such... You're a strange fruit.
But I'm a poet, so that's how that works. That's but I want to sell a lot of books. I didn't even think about that when we were looking for the magazines. But on this vision board, I'm focusing mostly on...
financial.
Money, financial stuff, and because everyone likes money. Money's good. Yeah. I want to do good stuff with money. So
money is good. People think that money has like this such negative connotation. Yeah.
Speaking of money, so you can go to link in our Instagram bio and you can like become a subscriber to our podcast. The funny thing is you don't get anything for that, but
you may actually get something. We may think of something like giving you exclusive content or like meet and greets or like if you want us to come host a party for you. Like if you become
The levels aren't that big, but something.
So, what Danielle said was that we may do something for y'all, because I feel like if y'all do come, subscribe, become
something
like...
Something has to happen, yeah.
Yeah, we will do something. We will definitely do something for you, because we appreciate all the listens. Like, if it's one or two listens, we appreciate it, but...
Yeah. It's super cool, yeah. We've been getting more listens recently, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to drop any numbers until they top 1,000, but... I think we had,
Don't drop any numbers.
I'm not going to. But, the different subscribe, like, it's just because the podcast platform they added, the one that we're on, they added the ability for subscribers to come in. Like, there's a 99 cents option. There's, like, a $3.99 option. There's a $9.99 option.
Yeah. And I feel like you're obligated, but, like, it's
cool. You're definitely not, because you can listen to it for free.
Yeah, you can do it for free, but if you want to, bless us, you know what I'm saying?
If you really like it.
You
like
want to do it, and then if you, you know, it's a give and take thing.
The hashtag goals XO gang.
Yeah. And we're going to start doing some visual podcasts.
You can also do for free.
Yeah, you can do it for free. We're going to start dropping visual podcasts. Like I said, our goal is to go on tour, and, like, we want to be able to host, like, parties for y'all, and, like, do events.
For example, an event coming up in like 2 weeks that we're under planned for, which we'll probably do a little bit of that tonight as well.
Oh, that's true. We do have a workshop about relationships.
Yeah,
and we'll do a live podcast from there. Not live, but you'll get the podcast. It's not gonna be live, but you'll get the podcast. It's a relationship workshop, which I have been wanting to do forever. As I told y'all before, like, I'm a big relationship person. I love talking about like men and women's psyches, how they think about relationships. So we're doing that.
And Danielle has a bunch of, when we do that one, I think we'll be, by the time you guys come to some of the live stuff, you guys will hear some even cooler stuff. Danielle has so much relationship vision board experience.
I do.
So it's going to go down. That's going to be a lot of fun. You were going to say something about me that I should do something. I should, you said, what am I going to put on my vision board?
I already
talked about that. There's this one picture that we found in this magazine where it's like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is actually doing, in some ways, like one of my major goals. I have like a few major goals in my life. Not a lot, because I'm a simple guy. But one of my major goals is really to do a big thing with media, kind of like what he's doing. And so there was this picture of him in the magazine.
Kimio said he was going to cut off Kevin's Hart head and put his head on it. Which may, where I'm telling, like, it doesn't, it just, I'm telling y'all, just if you get anything from this podcast and if you want to ask me about it, like, please DM me. It's about your intention. Yeah. The images, like, they matter, but when you look at a vision board, you really, what you're doing is you're meditating on it every day, right? Mm-hmm. So you're getting into your subconscious. You're believing that these things are going to come to pass. So it's just like, you don't have to get the perfect image, because today we didn't get all the images we wanted, right? But we know what the intention is for the podcast. So just as long as you know your intention, like, I even suggest with people with podcasts, like, what I did too was I did guided meditation. Like, I had my vision board, and then I would wake up and do guided meditation about, like, love or my career or this and that. And that helped along with me. So, like, it's different components you can put together. Like, you may not be able to find every image you want, but know what the whole intention of the vision board is, and that will help you. And you need to look at it every day and just believe it and be, like, grateful and be like, I'm so grateful that I have a soulmate. I'm so grateful that I have this amount of money so I can pay my bills. And, like,
gratitude.
Yeah.
Huge.
Gratitude is super huge. And I will tell you, when it comes to money, because, like, in this one for me, it's going to be more about finances. Not that I'm a broke girl. I never get that twisted. But, like, I'm just like, you know, I want to, like, be able to help other people too, like, my finances. You know, you have to, like, have a reason to why you want the money. To be very vague with the universe or God and be like, I want money just to have money, that doesn't really make sense. It doesn't, like, register with what you want. Like, I want money to buy my mom a house or to pay off student loans or to start, you know, this project. You have to be specific. I can't even talk. Dude, I'm telling you, for 2 days, I have not been able to talk. Like, I have, like, the worst speech impediment.
Yeah, but the money stuff, it's so fascinating. Like, I really feel like it's interesting. I think what a lot of people really do want is just to, like, be on the other side of it. And you're always wondering, it's like, oh, when am I going to get to that place where I'm never really thinking about, you know, money for certain goals ever again? And I think it's like, you can be at that place today. You can be at that place right now, okay? Because it doesn't matter how much money you have. Like, the stuff that you can do tomorrow, the only reason you don't think you have enough money is because, one, you're entitled to a reality that doesn't exist for you. And then, two, you're insecure about living in your real reality. You need to cut those two things off right now. I experience it all the time, too, so I'm not saying that I'm out of here. But I think a bit, I mean, I'm, like, out of here with, like, you know, achieving this goal. But it's, like, something we all need to do, and it's a huge goal of this podcast. Stop having crazy dreams. Stop having, no, okay, hold up.
Yeah, have crazy dreams. Yeah, have crazy dreams.
But stop letting your dreams drive you crazy. I should say that.
That's the perfect thing is stop letting your dreams drive you crazy.
Stop thinking you have to do things the way other people did.
Yeah, they're obtainable. You don't have to, like, follow this blueprint. Like, you don't have to follow, like, the blueprint of, like.
I had this one friend. Mm-hmm. He's probably the same age as me. I'm an 07 graduator. What's up, 07? And whatever. But he's an 08, and I'm doing a show pretty soon, like, and I'm doing it back in my, like, hometown where I'm from. And I was like, bro, come out and do a show. We used to be in a band together. granted, this was like 5 years ago.
What type of man were you in, bruh?
I was a drummer and the lead singer. Actually, I started as the drummer, then I moved to the lead singer. Want to hear some of our songs?
Never!
Close your eyes, open your mind, see what you have left behind.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, that was really good. I see why you never made it. That's why you're making podcasts.
First of all, I did make it. I got fans, like at least 30 of them, waiting for the next drop. But anyway, I'm doing actually a music performance. I'm not going to invite you to this one because you're just going to be laughing the entire time. I'm doing a singing performance on August 28th.
I haven't heard Kenyo sing for real. Kenyo always...
That's how I sing. I'm not a singer. I sing in bands, but it's actually just like a... like a way for me to do poems and actually have people listen to them.
Like a Britney Spears, like you're a talk singer?
Yeah, I'm just like making
musical stuff. He's Britney Spears. Kenyo Spears.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? Oh, so I asked this dude to come out to the show. And he's like, I'm not ready yet. And I'm like, bro, you're not ready yet. You're about to be 30. When are you dropping? I just think that so often we get into this phase of like perfectionism. He probably wants 2 Chainz already. You know, he wants to feel a certain kind of way. He has to dress a certain... Like so often we have to dress a certain kind of way or like we want to do certain things, but we feel like we can't do it our way. I'm like, start your podcast. You know what I mean? Like, do your first show. Write a poem. Perform it in front of people. Make a movie at your level.
Yeah, like, do all that stuff. Because we're even, like, right now, like, for me, like, even, like, you know, Kenyo, like, being in my life and being, like, one of my really good, like, coworkers is that, you know, I started a production company. And, like, we're in the works to, like, start, like, a show. So it's just, like, and I never, like, I mean, I always had the idea, but I want y'all to know that the whole thing is about vision boards, but you can start wherever you're at. You may fail along the way, but those fails will push you harder. I promise they will. And like I said, we're always here for y'all. If y'all want advice about different stuff, me and Kenyo dabble in a lot of media stuff. I consider myself to be almost like a media consultant because like we dabble in much stuff. And Kenyo has a whole company dedicated to that. So, and you know, that's another thing. Project Forward is so important. So great for millennials.
You're doing the Project Forward plugs.
Yeah, I do Project Forward plugs because I am a member of Project Forward.
Sure. Thank you.
So, yeah. So, Kenyo has a company called Project Forward where he definitely helps people who are trying to get into media and do different things. So,
all right. Let's round out these plugs. I think this was a really good episode.
I wasn't plugging. I was trying to help you.
I was going to say, add your extra, do your Danny Vic plugs, too. And then we'll end the episode.
Well, y'all know. You already know. Like, if you made it to this podcast, you already know that my handle is Danny Vic, DannyVic. That's on Instagram, Twitter. I am back on Twitter, guys. I took a hiatus. So Instagram and Twitter is the best way to get in touch with me. I do have a Facebook. It's Danielle Victoria. But I wouldn't suggest messaging me on there because, to me, Facebook is a little dead. But yeah, for sure, Danny Vic on Instagram, DM me, and I will hit you back with whatever you need help with. If you have an idea for a hashtag goals episode, we got you.
I just realized by saying that we were in a band together, I extremely narrowed down the person who I could have been talking about. It can only be 2 people.
I know, your friend's going to be like, you are talking about me on your podcast?
Yeah, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. Look at something.
Can y'all picture Kenyo as a drummer? Wait till we do the live show.
You haven't seen me drum, have you?
I haven't seen you drum, but you better be good. You don't need
drums. I'm very good at singing. I'm all right. But anyway, I loved doing this podcast again. I think this was really cool. I hope you guys take some of the vision board stuff. Post up your vision boards and like tag us in it.
Yeah, tag us in your vision boards. And guess what? Once we're done with our vision board that we're doing together as co-hosts, we will post it on the hashtag goals Instagram. So you get to see what we got going, and we'll start today. Hopefully I can finish today, but guys, it's getting a little late, so I don't know if I'll finish today, but I will definitely post it, and y'all get to see like how I do my vision boards. And if you have questions or you need help, for sure,
it'll definitely be up there by the time this podcast is up there. Follow at hashtag goalsxo on Instagram and Facebook, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and make sure, if it's within you, to be... I don't want to... I'm not going to ask for subscribers. So anyway, I'm not going to.
Do what you want to do.
I'm literally not going to. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're out.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.